USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. The CDC has recorded nearly 2 million new COVID-19 cases in the past week. At least 15 states have now reported their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are saying they're seeing a staggering surge in COVID patients, both adults and children, and 99% of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The wildfires in suburban Denver have sent people running for their lives. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds.
More than 34,000 people have been evacuated from Louisville and Superior, Colorado. KCNC's Alan Janay.
I've had discussions with fire officials, state fire officials. The number of homes lost, he is telling me now, is over 300, primarily in the area of Superior. And they are trying the best they can to get as many crews here as they can, as quickly as they can.
Governor Polis also commuted the sentence of a truck driver who was sentenced to 110 years in prison for a crash that killed four people. Polis describes the 110-year sentence as highly atypical and unjust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Preparations for the big New Year's Eve celebration in New York City have begun.
The New York City Police Department is beefing up security in and around Times Square while also dealing with staffing issues as a significant number of officers are out sick with coronavirus. Ahead of the New Year's Eve celebration, the department is deploying plainclothes observation teams, bomb squad officers, radiation detectors, canine units, and blocker trucks throughout Midtown Manhattan. Commissioner Dermot Shea says he's happy to have people back in person for the ball drop, adding the NYPD is ready.
Last year, standing in the middle of Times Square, and it was empty. Not something I want to see happen again. We're used to big crowds. We're going to be ready. It won't be as big as normal. We just ask everyone, plan accordingly.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A sheriff's deputy was forced to shoot a Malayan tiger at a zoo in Florida after it grabbed a hold of a man's arm and wouldn't let go. Authorities said the man was working at the Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens for a cleaning service when he put his arm through the fence to pet the tiger. The 4-year-old male tiger named Echo bit into his arm. The first deputy to arrive at the scene tried to get the animal to let go. When it didn't, he shot the tiger, who ultimately died of the gunshot wounds. The zoo was then closed to the public. The man was hospitalized for severe bite injuries to his arm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.